A radio interview with Master Kirpal Singh by Eden Gray on October 3rd, 1963 at New York City, New York.
I would like to, perhaps before we introduce the Master, tell us a little bit about him, about the world tour that's going on right now.
Thank you. His Holiness Kirpal Singh, an Aquarian, born on 6th February 1894 in Rawalpindi, now in Pakistan. From his early life, he was inclined to spirituality and have had direct revelations. He was Deputy Director of Military Accounts and Pension under the British government. He enjoins everyone to earn their own living. He met with his master teacher, Baba Saman Singh Ji, and worked under him for 24 long years and became the saint or God-realized person. After his departure, he got the commission from him to carry on his work. He went to Himalayas for 4 months and found only one person who could go within on the second plane. The master came back to Delhi and established his ashram or retreat. There is no temple or church but an open ground where thousands of people of all denominations sit together and worship the Lord. The Living Master gives initiation where everyone has first-hand spiritual experience by opening the inner eye to see the light of God and inner ear to hear the audible life stream or the word. He has branches in different parts of the world. He visited many countries in Europe and met the religious heads, political leaders and civic officials. He had a very good interview with Pope Paul. They were highly pleased to meet him that he is uniting the whole humanity and bringing to closer understanding which brings peace all over. He is an example of what he teaches. So he's speaking this evening at 111 West 57th Street, Steinway Hall at 7:30 p.m. Yeah. He is accompanied by Madam Hardevi and Princess Narendra. He will also speak in a big meeting in the community church on 40 East 35th Street, New York, on Sunday, October 6th, 7:30, where everyone is invited.
Yes, I will repeat that again later on so that people will have a chance to get this. Mr. Khanna, what are some of the cities where Master Kirpal Singh is going to speak here in America?
Yes, from here he will go to Boston and New Hampshire and Vermont, see. And then he will go to Toronto and then Rochester, Grand Rapids, Chicago, Louisville, Minneapolis, and Seattle, Vancouver. He'll be guest of the government for 3 days. Then we might go to Salt Lake City. Then from there he will go to San Francisco, San Jose, Fresno, Los Angeles, and many places where he has his own spiritual center. From there, he will proceed to Dallas and Houston. From there, he's invited in Miami, St. Petersburg, and Micanopy, and Miami Beach. From there, he will proceed to Panama, where hundreds of people will be coming from South American country. The master has very little time to go.
Through South America.
All will get together in Panama for 6 days.
Oh, wonderful,
And then again, he will come back and stay in Washington for a few days before he goes back to India, because the people in India, they are crying for him to get him back. But we thought we have also some right to hold him here.
I think so, too. I understand, just before we went on the air, and we saw a copy of the Joel Goldsmith book here, that the master said that Joel had invited him to come to Hawaii sometime.
Yes. Possible we might go there, if the time permits.
Yes. Of course, Mr. Goldsmith is living in Hawaii at this time. That's why he said that.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Khanna, for giving us this very, very brief outline. Master Kirpal Singh, I would like to ask you what your World Fellowship of Religions is. You are the president?
Yes. Mm-hmm. World Fellowship of Religions. First conference was held in 1957 at Delhi. Then the next conference was held at Calcutta in 1960. More than 250 delegates attended from all legions, from the east and the west both, of different legions as delegates. We all together, this is, the purpose is to just bring together all children of God, whether they are in one religion or the other, together on one common ground. The purpose is that the unity we have already got, that we have forgotten. God made man, and man, we are all mankind is one, with the same privileges from God.
Well, now, you were born a Sikh of that religion,
yes.
And there are also people of the Hindu religion,
yes.
The Muslim religion, and the Buddhists in India.
Yes.
Do they all come together at your ashram?
Yes, they all come together because they give out no outer forms or rituals or modes of prayer or their modes of living, you see. They have to remain in their own religions.
You want them to remain in their
own religions? Yes, and understand the two teachings of the masters to which they belong.
Mm-hmm.
And the two teaching is that all mankind is one. Soul is also one. The same of the same nature as that of God. And we are worshippers of the one same one God, you see. We are one there. They are allowed to remain in their own churches, in their own school of thought. But two things that we are common. One, the ethical life. Purity of life, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is given out by all religion. And the next is to know oneself and to know God.
Right.
Because self-knowledge precedes God knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And to know God, we must know ourselves. And the second thing is, we have to love God and love all creation. So, these are the three basic principles, which are the same. Love knows service and sacrifice.
When you say love all creation, do you personally feel, Master Kripal Singh, that we should not kill, we shouldn't kill animals for food?
Naturally. Christ said so, you see. Whom you cannot give life, don't take their life. And that's in the Gospel of John, you'll find it, you see. They say, we give you this fruit, vegetables, and milk as meat. If you love all, how can you kill others? You kill not, steal not, be chaste, tell no lies, and help others. Love knows service and sacrifice. They do not want to sacrifice others for one's own self, but they will lay down their life for the sake of others.
Well, now, you have been quoting from the Bible.
Yes, there are others too. The same teachings you have got in other religions, of course, they are in their own languages.
Yes.
I'm quoting from the Bible because we are more conversant with the Bible teachings in the West.
Yes.
That is why. Otherwise, exactly the same words are found in other religions.
They are.
I've been a parallel study of religions I had all through my life. And I've written a book, The Basic Principle of All Religions, where we have given all these things from all religions.
Yes.
Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, Jainism, Sikhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Orthodox Christianity. So all have the same basic principle, the same. Of course, the outer forms, outer rituals, rites, etc., they are different due to the respective climatic influences and the customs prevailing in all countries.
Yes.
That's due to that. Whereas the purpose is the same, you see.
Yeah. How old were you when you met your master, your teacher?
I met my teacher physically in 1924, February 1924.
Had you been searching for a teacher?
Yes, all through life I read through various scriptures, gone through various scriptures to know God. All scriptures said there must be somebody who knows God first. So I've been finding out there are so many teachers in the world. Everybody was seeking for selfish motives. So I prayed, God, I want a teacher who will reach you. So I'm not afraid of going to any teacher. But I'm afraid if that particular teacher to whom I may contact, he has not reached you, then my life is spoiled.
Yes.
So would you not give me revelation direct? And he did give revelation. And my master, Baba Samar Singh, whom I met in 1924 physically, you to appear to me in 1917, 7 years before.
He appeared to you?
Yes.
Did you know what he looked like?
Yes, yes, quite. I was considering perhaps he was Guru Nanak. But he used to talk to me, take me to the other country, to higher planes. This is 7 years before.
He took you on astral flight?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Sure. When I met him in 1924, I saw him, he was the same man.
Uh-huh.
I told him, why so late? He said it was the most opportune time.
And then did you live with him?
Yes. I mm-hmm. not lived with him, but every time, living at about 7 miles away, but attending him almost twice weekly. And when on vacations, I used to live at his feet.
Uh-huh. Well, so many people, when they have a guru or a teacher in India, they come to live in their house if they can.
Yes.
And serve the master.
Master used to say, man must stand on his own legs, must earn the livelihood by the hard dint of brow, you see? And stand on his own legs and share with others,
mm-hmm.
not to depend on the donations of others.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main teaching given by our master, you see. And almost all masters who came in the past, they did so.
Did your master believe in exercises?
No, he only advocated a natural way back to God.
What is the natural way back?
There are so many yogas, you see. There's the Hatha Yoga. There's the prana yoga. These two are meant for the physical body.
Yeah.
To make the body fit and to prolong the life.
Yes.
Their scope ends there.
Mm-hmm.
The other yogas are mantric yoga that gives a control over mind to some extent,
mm-hmm.
not complete. Then comes the nana yoga, in which we draw inferences to come to something. That is also at the level of the intellect, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Only very strong intellectual people can have that way. But that is also drawing inferences, you see. So their scope ends there. It's mm-hmm. a matter of inference only, not seeing. So feelings, emotions, and inferences, they are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. So what our master prescribed was the natural way of attention. Attention is the outward expression of our soul. To withdraw attention from outside, just concentrate it at the seat of the soul in the body, and then further way up. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
Master Kripal Singh, some people in India believe in a third eye in the forehead.
Yes.
And when they meditate, they turn their eyes, and they close their eyelids, and they turn their eyes inward to that spot.
Yes.
Do you teach that?
I tell you, single eye or the third eye or the Shiv Netra is called the same thing. That is the eye, inner eye, which is located between about 1 inch and 1/4 inch at the back of the eyes, within the eyebrows at the back of it.
Yes.
That's the seat of the soul in the body. But that is the seat of the soul, we have to dwell there, concentrate there. But if for that we upturn our eyes, that physical body comes and there is strain. So it is better to just look into the middle of the darkness, lying in front of you, the soul will be located off itself without any effort.
I agree with you. I'm glad you say that. Yes.
That's the natural way. Even the children have it. Even the illiterate people can have it. This is a practical way of self-analysis.
Mm-hmm.
How to rise above body consciousness, learn to die so that you may begin to live. This is a teaching given by all masters, whether they came in the East or the West.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ's teachings agree with the East. Because he was an Easter, you see, Magis came to meet him.
Yes.
He belonged to that class, you see, as in his class. So, purpose is, those who are contacted with God, they are able to contact others with God. Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. So such like man is required at whose human pole that God work is working. So it is the God power working in this on the body of the Son of Man that gives this contact with God Himself. No Son of Man can do it.
Master, when you teach people,
yeah.
One of the things that it says here is, may I just read this? His singular purpose in this life is to bring as many people as possible closer to God,
yeah.
By teaching them to see for themselves the radiant spiritual light within, and to hear, this is the part I want to talk about, the hearing, and to hear for themselves the divine sound currents of cosmic consciousness that makes up the world and keeps it spinning. That's what it says in this here, and I wanted to ask you about it. This sound of cosmic consciousness, is this the what they call the or the aum?
That's no word. That's purely a sound. Whatever word is already prepossessed in our idea, that appears to be sounding in that sound principle. Really, there's no word in that. You see? That sound is a pure sound itself. Those are just, repeating om, vaiguru, or other words, that appears to be reverberating that sound. Really, there's no sound there.
Mm-hmm.
The Mohammedans say it is who. Hindus say it is om.
Yeah.
Sikhs say it is vaiguru. That is only bringing some word which they are repeating, you see, to be sounded, to be reverberated in that. Really, there is no sound, no word in that. It is the sound principle, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the music of the spheres, you see. For that, a sitting is given to come in contact with that music of the spheres, you see.
Is this important, do you feel?
Yeah, that is the God into expression power.
Well, what about seeing the inner light?
Yes.
That is not enough. You feel there must be.
There are two ways back, you see. God was absolute. When it came into being, it is called word, nama, shabda. That God in expression has two aspects, where there is a vibration, there is light, and there is sound. Two things, two aspects of the same God in action power.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the way back to God. If we have a contact with that, that takes you to the place from where it emanated into the absolute God. That is direct way back to God. Philosophy deals with theories. When mysticism deals with reality, direct contact. In other case, in meditation, we have to adopt some hypothesis. There's no duality, direct some competent person who has got that way, proficiency. He will give you a sitting, raise you from the physical and astral, open your inner eye, you'll see light.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And also, when you rise above body consciousness, you hear that sound principle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the basic principle, even the Buddha and all others said the same thing. This is what I mean, which is the basic principle of all religions.
I see,
This is a direct, even a child can have it, an old man can have it, a sick man can have it. And otherwise, no, everybody cannot have it. And moreover, those are time-consuming, involving, intellectual wrestling, and also involving pranas, etc.
Mm-hmm.
We are hereditary not fit for those these days. What about, if you take up the intellectual way, what about those who are illiterate people? There's hope for them. Be like little children, because kingdom of God is for these children. Well, children do not know any intellectual wrestling. They are quite ignorant about the theories. This is a matter of self-analysis, withdrawing from outside, within, and then rising above senses. Then that eye is open they see the light, and ears are open to hear the voice of God. That is why Christ said to his disciple, blessed are ye, you see things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not see with all their efforts. You hear things what the old prophets and righteous men could not hear. So this is a matter of seeing and hearing. There are two ways back, Jyoti Marg, the way of light, and the Shruti Marg, the way of the sound principle. This is contacted only when you rise above senses.
Mm-hmm.
How to rise above senses, that's a problem. You see, this is, iron curtain.
It is. It really is. Let me just interrupt for a moment. I want to say that this is Blueprints for Living. My name, Eden Gray, and our guest this morning, His Holiness Kripal Singh from India, who is on a world tour. And he is speaking here in New York at Steinway Concert Hall. All this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. The Steinway Concert Hall, as most of you know, is on West 57th Street, 111 West 57th Street. That's near 6th Avenue. And then on Sunday, there is going to be the big meeting, also at 7:30, at the Community Church, which is at 40 East 35th Street, a lovely big church. And I know that if you don't get to the little meetings, you should certainly get to the big one. I want to ask Mr. Kahana, there is a free admission and no collection, is that correct?
Yes. That's right, no charge. You could master earn his own pension.
These are gifts of nature, and all gifts of nature are free. I live on my own pension, you see, and just share with others whatever I've got with the grace of God overhead.
Well, if anyone feels very grateful, they, of course, can...
No, there are no contribution. Nothing whatsoever.
Well, shall I say that that's a little unusual?
Of course.
You have some books. Will they be for sale at these meetings at Steinway Hall?
If one can get, you know, by applying, we'd be glad to supply them. Master has written 9 books.
He's written 9 books,
yes.
In English.
Yes, all in English, like spirituality, prayer.
What it is, prayer, it's technique, mm-hmm. and word, and nama.
Good, all right.
Study of religion. So.
Because last evening we were highly crowded, there was no place to stand, you see, it was packed.
People sat on the desk too.
Wonderful.
And one can also contact him at his... Lexington Hotel Suite. If anybody want to have private interview, he's also...
A private interview? He's staying where? At the Lexington Hotel? Where's that?
It's on 48th Street.
48th Street in Lexington. Yeah. Good. All right, fine. And there are always people there that are part of the group that go traveling with him that can arrange these things for him. Master Kripal Singh, tell me, do you feel that it is important for a person who is on the path to have a guru or a spiritual teacher to sit with in meditation in order to be opened to the spiritual way?
If a person master there, he can help from thousands of miles. You see?
Afterwards,
even first also, if he authorizes somebody to give him that instruction, he will work from thousands of miles. That's because we can catch, you see, what man speaks from thousands of miles through radio, why not through receptivity through the beyond thousands of miles? It is quite natural. We are not, I think, in the know of things. But to have a contact in the presence of the Master, that also works very wonderfully, you see.
It does.
Sort of radiation.
Would you say it sort of helps?
Yes.
Makes things a little quicker, raises one's consciousness.
Sure, sure. No, I tell you, to see light, it comes only when you rise above senses.
Mm-hmm.
Then to rise above senses with our own efforts, you will say it's almost impossible. Some men may have some experience as a result of their past, but they do not know what to do further, you see. Still they want guidance. So some human pole who knows the way, the very way what the old masters taught, you see. If he comes in contact, he knows the way and let others help others to also to be put on the way and given a conscious contact which they testify themselves, not to wait till after death.
Mm-hmm.
So this is competency of a master lies in the fact. Not in giving lectures, not in giving people how to pray or how to perform certain rites and rituals, that any man with little training can do it. This is a matter of raising the soul, you see, above body consciousness,
mm-hmm.
Just to be entered into the kingdom of God and open the inner eye to see the light of God. The greatest of a master's light that he gives you a sitting, you have some experience of light and some experience of the sound principle. You'll find such like masters a few in the past. You know there are few.
Yes,
they are rare.
Very few. Very
but
rare.
Some people only think as a matter of something coming within. That is, of course, that's right, but it is seeing something above, you see. Feelings, emotions, and inferences, they are only as a result of our own efforts, you see. They are subject to error. Seeing is above all. Seeing arises only to the soul. Soul can recognize God. Feelings, it's our own way. God is everywhere. It is coming through us. That's all it. With receptivity, we do get some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
But the direct contact with God, conscious, as I see you and you see me,
mm-hmm.
that is the greatest gift of God. What the Master used to give in the past, even now the world is not without them, but there are few, of
mm-hmm.
course, who has got the same competency. It is now the eyes, tell you, the Son of Man that helps. But it is the God power working through him.
Mm-hmm.
That the God power working through him only can give a contact with God, you see.
Because this morning he had meditations, you know, in his suite. 35 people came and all had a beautiful experience.
New ones too.
And one of them saw Jesus Christ, you see. She was looking for him. And the Master blessed the whole thing. So that he does. Because there is a proverb that if you sit with the Master for an hour, is much better than to sit in meditation all alone for 100 years. Because he quickens it, makes it so easy.
Yes.
Gives you
yes.
something to start with, you see.
Yes.
To give lectures is something else. To give something to start is something else. And this start is the giving the bread of life to the body.
Now, we in America, in Europe, we're not used to sitting in the meditation pose with our legs crossed.
Yes.
Do you ask your pupils to do this?
No, I ask them not to observe any particular kind of posture because it is not the yoga system. In that you have to, for those you have to siddhasana and padmasana, this and that thing. In this you sit in any pose most convenient to you, but quite relaxed and straight. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very pleased because there are many people who... I mean, if you've never sat in a yoga posture all your life and then you try it, it isn't very comfortable. And you cannot forget your body. You can't forget your body, you know, because it begins to ache.
I've been doing all these things in the past, in the beginning, you see, but
yes.
I got the direct way by revelation first and then later on led to my master in my... meditations and then physically in 1924.
We hear Master Kripal Singh about masters who have gone up into the mountains in India to meditate and stay there for years in a cave. Did you ever meet any of these?
Yes, I had the chance to go there after my body left, my master left the body. I went to a secluded place beyond in the mountains. And lived there for about 4 or 5 months. I met all over there.
Mm-hmm.
Only one man I met who was just rising above body consciousness. Only one man.
Only one?
All others were speculative, I would say.
All the others were what?
All were doing the elementary things. You
the
see,
elementary
the postures and this and
same
prayers and performing
mm-hmm.
certain rites or ritual.
Yes.
Only one man I met who really went through the, Patanjali Yoga. He rose above body consciousness. He's still alive there. He's now under 6 years of age. He loved me very much and I loved him too.
Uh-huh.
Yes, naturally you go up there. They will love one another. Yes.
Don't you feel tempted sometimes to stay home, to stay in meditation instead of chasing around the world?
I tell this is not our own personal effort, you see. It is the direction from God which... takes work from us, you see. The harvest is much, laborers are wanting, and laborers only come those whom God wills it.
Right.
We are not going out of our own free will for pleasure or seeing things, only He brings about all these things, you see.
In other words, you feel you're being led and guided,
yes,
and
yes,
that you don't do anything of yourself when you go around.
No, not that.
For the last 8 years, we are begging Him to come, see. So at the plea of the people, devotees, now he is here. But his radiations are so great that it can even raise the dead, you see. All the soul can be transported by his presence. It makes it so easy. So people have come from different parts of America Panama, South America to get, and they were thrilled that they never saw such a beautiful person, so simple and so humble, and one with the Lord, you know, and everybody was thrilled.
What is His grace? Of course, God's grace.
That's right. If we, unless the Lord build the house.
That's it.
They labor in vain that build this. And you can go chasing all over the world, lecturing, yes. And it will be as nothing.
Nothing. Now I find everywhere there's a great response, you see.
But you waited all the 8 years until you knew within that it was the time to come.
That's right. That is it. I was in the meantime going around there in India, east, west, south, north, like that, you see. I usually remain at the ashram about half a month, and the rest half the month is only spent by going around, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do of myself, you see. I see something is dragging me to go on that path.
Master Kripal Singh, in your teaching, do you do any healing of the sick?
Well, I don't advocate healing. Why?
Why?
Yes, the reason, you see. If you got some power collected, this is the power in the soul. When it is concentrated, it has great powers, you see. We have not yet become perfect. The little concentration and strength we have got, that should be used to know God. If we are retarded on the way, spend that thing, the lower other pursuits, the result is we are exhausted. That is, instead of that attention which is to be tended towards God, that is defrayed in some other way, you see.
Well,
that's a retarding factor. I am in favor of a healing. Such a healing as Christ had it.
Well, now, and all mothers say, Jesus Christ, in order to attract people to his teaching, healed people, didn't he?
Healed people. They were healed of themselves. He did not exert. You see? We exert. Those who even touch the hem of the...
of his garment, yes.
Of his and other masters too, they were healed. But not by the direct... The man who is in the perennial source, contacted with God... He had not to work, not to exert the least. Those who have little power, they are, you see, exhausted at times, and sometimes they feel very miserable, you see.
Yes.
So I don't advocate this form of healing, but higher form of healing that may come even by remembering the Master.
That's very, very interesting. Yes.
That is the highest form of healing. That comes of itself, even you have not seen him. Just thinking of the power working somewhere, even then you are healed.
Have any of your students had the experience of thinking about you and then seeing you as if you were there in front of them?
Yes, many instances, not one. Many instances in the East and West, even before, long before they heard about me.
Long before they heard about you?
Yes, even they saw that in meditation, that form, and later on they said like that. The other day, this man was initiating, say, I saw you in 1960, 1961, in 62, now I come face to face with you.
Well, that was like you with your master, wasn't it? Saw him before...
It is his grace working. It is his grace working.
I see our time
and
is up.
And God in him, you that's not my own kind of goal to him.
Master Kripal Singh, our time is up.
All right, thank you so much.
And I want to thank you so much for coming and telling all my listeners.
What little I know at the feet of my master, that's a debt to be paid off. That's all I
say. Well, we thank you.
So glad.
We're very grateful. And just a moment, and I want to say that my guest tomorrow is going to be Nora Sterling. She's written a book called Up from the Sea, about salvaging ships, old-time ships, and modern ones. The whole idea is very, very fascinating. I know you'll want to listen. Our guest this morning has been His Holiness Kripal Singh, and he is the founder and director of what he calls the Science of the Soul, with an ashram in Delhi. And also the president of... what?
President of the World Fellowship.
And also president of the World Fellowship of Religions. And he is speaking tonight, tomorrow night and Saturday night, the Steinway Concert Hall, 111 West 57th Street, and Sunday night, also at 7:30, the Community Church, 40 East 35th Street, the corner of Park Avenue. So I'll say goodbye now until tomorrow.
That's all.
Thank you, Dr. Gray. Books mentioned or discussed on Blueprints for Living may be purchased at Inspiration House, 129 West 56th Street in New York. And you're invited to join us again tomorrow at 12:15 for another Blueprints for Living program with Dr. Eden Gray and another interesting guest.